Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim. Chal Lamed. Semen Ches. Kishomer Hashatz Boruchu. Adin Akarav Baruch Hashem. Hamabaruch Le'lam Bo'et. So, we already mentioned this idea multiple times, that something which is of Rishab Ketuja, something which is of significance, a person doesn't just go say it on his own, but he's invited to say it. We have the Salach of Zimun before benching, that something of significance, benching a mitzvah deraisa. So we don't just start benching. We say, let's go do it. So when you have three people, you say that. Darshav Kedusha needs 10 people with the same idea. Before Kaddish, before Kedusha, before Baruch Hu. So the Chazan says to the Tzibur, let us be Mavarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He commands, Baruch Hu Hashem, you should be Mavarach Hashem. And the Tzibur responds, Baruch Hashem Mavarach Le'olam Bo'ed. Okay. Now, Im Lashama Me'ashatz Baruch Hu. So I didn't hear the Chazan saying Baruch Hu. I walked in, and the Chazan just finished saying Baruch Hu, and here's the Tzibur responding, Baruch Hashem Avaruch Olam Bo'ed. Rak Shomash Me'akohol She'onim. I hear the Tzibur responding. She'onim Achareim Omein. So the correct response, the Chayyadim says, is I can't say Baruch Hashem Avaruch Olam Bo'ed because I didn't hear the Chazan saying Baruch. What I should do is I should say Omein. Now that's the opinion of the Chayyadim. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Mishnah Berurah says, even though you didn't hear the Hazmana of the Chazan, but since you're there with the Tzibur, which is responding to the Hazmana of the Chazan, you're allowed to respond as well. The only scenario where you would answer Amen is if you walk in, like admit, that after the Chazan says Baruch Hu, and the Tzibur says responds Baruch, so the Chazan says Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Bo'ed. So that's not the whole Tzibur answering, it's just the Chazan. So that situation, you answer Amen. Even that, this Amen is not a chiyuv to say, but it's a Rishus, and therefore in a place where it's also to be mafsik, a person should not answer Amen. There is some people which have a minig to say Amen, even during Birchas Kriya Shema, but in general, during Birchas Kriya Shema, a person is not allowed to answer. He's limited what he's allowed to say. Mishra points out that after you respond Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Bo'ed during Birchas Kriya Shema, you're already considered Be'emes HaPerek. You're considered like you started. The beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema is not the Baruch of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yetzer Or, or by Marav Hashem Yitvaroi. But rather, the beginning is Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Bo'ed. Now you've started, because our Kaveh, the correct way to say Birchas Kriya Shema, we mentioned before that they're Pris Al Shema. In part of Pris Al Shema, you would let's go bless the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he says Baruch Hu, you respond Baruch, and then you continue with the Bracha. And that the whole Bracha really is part of the response, as it were. So you're ready, Bam Saper. So that situation, Mr. Burr says you don't answer Amen, but there are some people who have a minute like that. They have a minute like that. There's what to semich on for that minute. But in general, if a person that doesn't have any such minute, he should not do so. Okay. Now, Baruch Hashem Matzibur Baruch Hashem Avaruch Olam Bo'ed Yan Hatshatz Kam Kein Baruch. The Chazan should also say Baruch. He shouldn't exclude himself from what the Tzibur said, even though he's the one who's being mazbin, that he should also respond with everybody else. In a certain sense, he wasn't mazbin. He can't be mazbin himself, but as part of the Tzibur, he can be. He's muzman as part of the Tzibur, and he should respond as well. So you do not respond Amen. The Chazan doesn't say Amen to what the Tzibur said, and the Tzibur doesn't say Amen to what the Chazan said. And again, we mentioned that there is some people who have the minhag yes to say, and that's why the Chayyim is coming to pass, and that's incorrect. He told you should not do that. Even in B'malkim, where there's no way of being mafsik, the Chayyim holds the whole, there's no way of saying Amen. You're basically almost like repeating yourself. You already said Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Bo'ed. Why are you repeating and saying yes, it is true? I know you just said it yourself. Of course it's true. And there's no need to answer Amen. And the Mishabura says the right thing to do is he says it's you have Rishus to answer Amen in a place where there's no Sittim Mapsik. And those people which do it even in a place where there is a Sittim Mapsik, that's the more challenging halachic shita. Okay, fine. Klal Yudches Simon Hey, and he sends us back to Klal Yudches Simon Hey, where basically he said this same point before, that there's no need to answer Amen. But the last point he says over here is what he says back in Simon Yudches Simon Hey, Klal Yudches Simon Hey, is if the Shad says it quietly, and you didn't hear him saying Baruch Hu, so that again the Chayyim says you cannot say it. You have to say Amen. If 10 people cannot hear the Chazan, then the halacha is that it's not a valid Baruch Hu. So not only do the Gad person gets an Aliyah and he says the Baruch Hu quietly, so the people around the bima could hear, but there's not 10 people there. So not only does everybody else not answer, but even the people which heard shouldn't answer because it wasn't loud enough to respond. He has to say the Baruch Hu to 10 people. He doesn't say it to 10, if 9 people besides the Chazan cannot hear it, so then nobody should respond because his Baruch Hu was not a valid act of Hasmana, and there's no need to respond to it, and therefore it's also to respond to it. Have a good day.